Let's open up to Luke chapter number 20 and thank God. I'll tell you, if you wasn't happy in the Lord, you ought to be now. Amen. Amen. And I appreciate somebody. Maybe they'll come in time and we'll get Harley and Ellie be doing dual pianos at the same time. That'd be a blessing. I say praise the Lord. I'm proud of these youngins, aren't you? Amen. And thank the Lord. I praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I know those songs. I'm glad no sooner they hit about five notes, it strikes a chord down on the inside of my soul. And I say, I know that song, thank God. I may not know a whole lot of the worldly songs today, but I know that song, amen. You sing some of them old hymns of faith, and there's a man, you can't see him, he's on the inside. He jumps up on the outside, and he says, it's time to sing, amen. Bible says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 20. Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, you pray the Lord will help us right here. The Bible said, and verse number 1, said it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. And they spake unto him, saying, tell us by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? He answered and said unto them, I'll also ask you one thing and answer me. He said, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? They reasoned with themselves, and they said, if we shall say from heaven, he'll say, why then believes ye not him? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they'll be persuaded that John was a prophet. And I'll say this, they're persuaded right. Amen. Verse 7 said, and they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you tonight. And God, I'll tell you, Lord Jesus, I'm already thankful and grateful for the day you've given me today. God, I thank you for the help that's already been had. God, I thank you for the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray for a few moments of time, oh God, that you'd help me to preach the word of God. God, like it was the last time that God, I'd ever get to preach it. And God, I pray that you'd help me preach it with the same fervency, God, as if it was the first time I ever preached it. Oh God, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And Lord, we want to do everything we can. And God, to honor you and bring help to the bride. And oh Father, I pray tonight, God, you know my heart's been stirred. But Father, I pray, God, if there's somebody here lost that does not know you in the free pardon of sin, I pray, Lord, tonight would be that night. And call on the name of Christ and be saved, for it's everlasting too late. Lord, we love you, God, we thank you. Ask you all these favors in Christ's name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'll tell you, I've been studying this entire chapter right here. Davis, go get me a cup of water real quick, will you, son? I've been studying this whole chapter in Luke chapter number 20, and I've been digging around in Luke's gospel for some time. And boy, I'll tell you, the Lord just been loading my wagon. I want you to notice what he says in chapter 20, verse 1. He said, and it came to pass. Boy, some of my favorite words in the Bible begin just like that. He said, and it came to pass. I don't know what's getting ready to come after this, but I do know whatever's getting ready to come had just come to pass. Amen. And then I want you to watch what he said. He said that on one of those days, on one of those days, if the Lord help me tonight, I'd like to preach on this thought. When you're having one of those days, amen, one of those days, thank you, son. I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture, what you'll find is that the Lord Jesus Christ, from the beginning of this chapter all the way to the end of it, it's just one battle after another. I mean, you don't never find this crowd, Scotty, even getting together. But all of a sudden on this day, it's like every enemy that ever did hate the Lord, they all all showed up at the same day, at the same time, to try to persecute the Lord Jesus Christ. And you find the scribes there, and the scribes didn't fellowship much with the Pharisees, and the Pharisees didn't like the Sadducees, and the chief priests ain't got to depend on who it was, and they didn't like the Pharisees most of the time either. But I tell you one thing they all agreed on, and they all hated Jesus. Amen. That's the only thing they ever could find that they agreed on together. And what, they couldn't agree on the resurrection, and they couldn't agree on spiritual things, but they all believed the same thing, and they all hated the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you find the Lord here, and my friend, what you find is he's just having one of those days. I got to thinking about, I'm sure nobody in here, but there's probably sometimes, and we all just have one of those days. Sometimes we have one of those months, amen. Sometimes we have one of those years. God help us sometime. That'd be like old Joseph over there. That might be a decade long, say, man. I've just been having one of those decades. But if you'll just pay attention to the Word of God, I want you to watch this with me, if you will. I want you to know on one of those days, the first thing they attack him on, I notice in this passage of Scripture, as they attack him on his authenticity. In verse number 2, he said, tell us by what authority that thou doest these things, or who is he that gave thee this authority? Have you ever had one of those days when the devil shows up, and I'm talking about from the first thing in the morning, he starts attacking who you are? And now listen, you're not alone, friend. I've done the same thing to the Lord Jesus Christ. He showed up and they looked at the very Son of God, and they said, what authority do you have to do these things? I'll tell you, sometimes you have one of those days. I was talking with a fellow the other day. Now listen, I don't want you to get hurt at me, nothing like that. But now, I was talking with a fellow the other day, and he said, you know, he said, there's never been one time, and not one time in my whole life, that I ever questioned anything when it came to this means of salvation. And I thought, well, I can't even relate to that. Amen. And now you might can relate to that. You might say, brother, I got saved when I was 3.5 years old, and I ain't never doubted it for the last 45 years. I can't attest to that. And if you're that way, thank God for it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, for far too many of us, the one thing the devil will attack is he'll say, boy, you was too young. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. I find this all the time. Boy, the devil likes to attack people on means of their salvation. Amen. And you say, not me, preacher. Well, all I can say is thank God. Amen. But he did John the Baptist. Thank God. Listen, friend. He's been a far many a saint that's got down in a place just having one of those days, Brother Matt. And if you talk to him the day before, amen. Boy, I feel my helper on that. Now listen to me. You might talk to him 2 or 3 days before it, Brother Savage, and they know that they know that they know. But sometimes they just having one of those days. And whenever things falling apart the same, you can rest assured that old devil will be faithful to show up. And he'll say, well, I'll tell you what, if you was really saved by the grace of God, you wouldn't have done that, amen. If you was really saved by the grace of God, you wouldn't have thought what you just thought. If you was really saved by the grace of God, there's no way that would be in your life. And sometimes it's convincing, amen. I want you to know the first thing he does when he's having one of those days, and so the old devil shows up and he tries to question the authenticity of the Lord. Amen. But I want you to watch on what the Bible says here. And notice down there with me, if you will, in verse number 20. And the Word of God says this. He said, and they watched him, and they sent forth spies, which should feign themselves as just men, that they might take hold of his word, and so that they might deliver him unto the power and the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teacheth the way of God. And then they said, is it lawful that we should give tribute unto Caesar or no? I tell you what they're doing here. They're attacking his allegiance. And they're saying, now listen. They said, if you're really God, who are you going to do what you're doing for? And should we follow the Lord or should we follow Caesar? What they're thinking they're going to do is they're going to hem the Lord Jesus Christ up. And they say he's going to have to mess up right here. And the Bible says they watched him that they might take hold of his words. But listen, surprise, surprise. surprise. Hey, you're not going to catch him. He doesn't know what that's going to say. Hey, less than 10,000 years before that's born, amen. I mean, thank God. How about you ever been in that place, have one of them days, and the devil not just show up, and he'll start making you doubt whether you're saved. How about then he'll start that making you doubt your motives on why you do what you do. I mean, listen, I know nobody in here, every time you've ever done something for the Lord, it's always been for the Lord, never had no selfish motives. Have the devil never has showed up in your life and said, now the only reason you do that is so you can get this or that. Hey, you don't really care nothing about the Lord. I know nobody in here has ever had those motives, have you? I mean, the devil's never showed up in your life and said, why, the only reason you get up and preach, or the only reason you get up and sing, or the only reason you do this, and you're trying to do the best you can. Hey, listen, there's times that we all miss the will of God. Amen. I mean, there's times, Dad, that we miss it. And there's times that the best we can do, we miss the will of God. But I'll tell you, whenever your heart's right with God and you're doing the best you can to please Him, I might miss it, thank God. But I'm not missing it because I want to be heard. Hey, thank God. I'll tell you, there may be some times that things ain't just right. But I want my heart to always be right between me and God. Amen. I want the motives to be right, thank God. I won't ever get to a place. Hey, listen, we ain't got no PayPal on our website. Amen. Hey, listen, our motives is not money. That's not a crowd. I want you to listen to me. I want you to hear me very carefully. My motives in this church, it's not none of those things, Lily. And my motives in this church has to do what the Bible said. And to try to pastor people that they might be presented at the judgment seat of Christ and without blemish and without spot. And we might get there, thank God, and be happy in the Lord. Amen. And so sometimes it's rough preaching, and sometimes it's encouraging preaching. But thank God, listen, I'm telling you, it ought to be all for our good and His glory. Amen. Oh, listen, I don't care. I don't care if you sing in tune, out of tune, on top of tune or below tune. I'm telling you, if what you're doing it for the Lord. Has somebody done said that? Brother Jonah, I already said that tonight. How boy, you get up and you do it as unto the Lord. And then here the devil shows up sometimes, Bobby. And I said, the only reason you done that was because I'm not the only person. Y'all looking at me like I'm the only person that ever happens to. I'm just saying, he attacked him on his authenticity. He attacked him on his allegiance. And then I want you to watch here at the end of the chapter. And then I'll give you the message real quick. At the Lord, or real long, however it works. Amen. Happened in verse number 21. He said, then came to him a certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master Moses wrote unto us. And that's verse 28. If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, and his brother take his wife and raise up a seed unto his brother. There were there then seven brethren. And the first took a wife and died, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless. A third took her like man, and said, also, and they left no children, and they died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, just stop right there and see the foolishness of this. Hey, I don't even believe in a resurrection. Amen. And asking God what happens in something, I don't even believe in. Amen. Ain't that silly? Amen. I'll tell you what they're trying to do, though. And they're trying to check him on his awareness and to see if he really knows what he says he knows. And now, listen to me. I'm going to try to help us tonight. Lord, help me, all right? But here's what I can tell you. Sometimes you get to have one of them days, and the boy, here comes the devil, and he shows up, and he makes you doubt who you really are, and then he makes you doubt what you really do. And then the third thing, he comes up here, and he makes him doubt what he really knows. Amen. That's what he's trying to do, Brother Kip. He's trying to make the Lord. He's trying to question the Lord, Brother Savage. That'll make him get to a place where he doesn't really know and what he thinks he knows. But thank God, he's the Word of Almighty God. Amen. He understand, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. That was made. You ever had one of those days? Amen. Now listen to me. You ever been having one of them? You might be having one of them today. Amen. Ever have one of them days? Thank God. I mean, when all these things come at the same time, and before the day's over, you've doubted what you know. You've doubted any reason you've done anything you've ever done, and you've doubted whether you're really even His. And that's what's happening on one of those days. Now here's the message, thank God. I want to give you a few things about one of those days. And the first thing I can say to you is this: hey, you better be expecting those days. Amen. And now listen to it. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. I'm preaching whether anybody gets with it or not. Amen. I want you to listen to me. How you just as well have to expect to have one of those days. If you're expecting it, amen. And when it comes, you'll be ready for it. And there's far too many people that they ain't never expecting one of those days. And when those days come, and those months come, or that season comes, and my friend, they're not ready to fight that fight. I'm telling you, say, preacher, what do you do on one of those days? I just expect it, amen. I'll tell you what, thank God. And when I get out of a pulpit on a Sunday, I expect the afternoon to be rough, amen. And whenever it comes after preaching Sunday night, I expect Monday morning to be rough, amen. And come Wednesday, and whenever it comes time to come to the house of God, I just expect it to be rough, amen. And that way, when you got to fight hell all day, hey, you ain't surprised by it, amen. You say, devil, I was expecting you, thank God. And here you are right on time. But bless God, I'm ready, amen. I tell you, do you good. You say, preacher, will I have those days? Well, I can say yes. I can say the Bible said in 1 Peter 4:12, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try some of you, as though some strange thing hath happened unto you. And 1 Corinthians 10:13, he said, for there's no temptation taking you save that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I say, thank God. He said it was a coming, amen. And 2 Timothy 3:12, and the Bible said, yea, and all who shall live godly in Christ, listen to me, who shall live godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, and deceiving and being deceived. He said, but continue in the things which thou hast learned. He said, and been assured of, and knowing of whom thou hast learned of, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make thee wise, and the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good work. That's 2 Timothy 4:1. He said, I charge thee and before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge and the quick and the dead, and his appearing and at his kingdom. He said, preach the word, and be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And for the time will come when they will not endure a sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ear, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But he said, but watch unto all things, endure affliction, and do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. Hey, thank God, I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. It's the Lord, a righteous judge, that shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also. And love his appearing. I'll tell you what he said. He said, that day's coming, and I'm ready. Amen. Oh, listen. I mean, endure it. Oh, there in that scripture, he said, just continue. He'll say, preacher, what I do when I'm having one of those days? You just continue, amen. And just stay and thank God. And then he said on over there, he said in 2 Timothy 4, he said, endure affliction. I'll tell you what you do you. You just withstand, amen. And then, thank God, I'll tell you what helps me is just to understand that there's a day coming, amen, I'll be rewarded for fighting the fight, amen. You ever had one of them days? I'll tell you what y'all do on one of them days. You'll just be expecting it. Amen. Ain't that good? You say, preacher, that's not encouraging. No, it's expecting, amen. But I'll tell you this. Second thing I can tell you for sure, when you have one of them days, you ought to be encouraged by it. Look up here at me. Amen. Ain't that encouraging? I mean, when you're in that place and you're going down and you've forgotten, I mean, the devil's on you and he's making you doubt everything you've ever believed. Boy, don't you just smile and say, man, that's an encouragement. Man, that's an encouragement. You say, brother, ain't nothing encouraging about them days. Oh, there is. There's a few things that I found encourages my heart in those days. I'm going to tell you some of them that they are. One of them that encourages my heart is, Brother Savage, I think about it sometimes, and it seems like I get to thinking, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I say, Lord, it seems like we've got an awful lot of folks that's going through an awful lot of things, and I think, man, one of these days it'll be over, and thank God it just seems like it's more. And the Lord just reminds me that, listen, I mean, every day as we go on for Christ, are we going to have more problems, not less, amen? But I'll tell you what encouraged me about it. As I get to thinking about the Lord, and I get to thinking over there in Hebrews chapter 4, when it says, Brother Jones, it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And let us therefore go boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I'll tell you, ain't it a blessing to know when you're having one of those days that he had one of those days too, amen. Maybe that don't help you, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, when I get tired, boy, it sure is a blessing, Brock, when I get to reading over there in John chapter 4, and I find the Lord was wearied with his journey, and so he sent us on a well. I tell you, whenever I get down and out and I get hungry, and boy, listen, it just stirs my heart, Gavin. I read in Matthew chapter 4, and after 40 days, being tempted by the devil, and it says, and afterward he was a hungered, amen. How, boy, listen, it may not do nothing for you. How about whenever I get thirsty, it does my heart good. How to get over there, get to reading on the seven sayings on the cross, and I read where the Lord says, and I thirst, amen. I tell you what helps me, thank God, what helps some of us as preachers, as from time to time, you know, everybody said, Brother Kevin, now listen, we really love you, and then the next thing you know, amen, how they're gone and they're talking about you, amen. And unless that used to really hurt me, it doesn't hurt me near as much as it used to. It still bothers me, Joe, but not near as much as it used to. And I'll tell you why. I got to reading John 6:66, and the Bible says, and from that time, and many turned away, and they walked no more with him. And so, Joe, I just say, well, listen, the Lord had one of those days too, amen. I mean, listen, friend, and you say, those people that I love, I mean, I can't believe they'd do me like that. Well, thank God the Lord had one of them days over there in the Garden of Gethsemane. How Judas came up and planted them lips right on. Listen, I'm talking about, friend, he said in the prophecy about it, he said, to listen, it was my own familiar friend that lifted up his heel against me, that took sweet counsel together, that walked in the house of God together. Oh, listen, friend, and whenever I get to thinking about folks and turning their back on us, I just say, the Lord had one of them days too, amen. Hey, listen, friend, and because he had one of those days, I've got a faithful high priest that I can go to and say, Lord, I'm having one of those days, amen. And he said, I know. Ain't that good? Boy, it encourages my heart. Maybe it don't help you. Helps me to know he's not a God that's far off. Boy, he's a God at hand. Helps me to know. I mean, listen, if the Lord never did have one of them days, whenever he was a-weeping, I'm telling you what, it maybe don't help you. I get over there getting reading in the Garden of Gethsemane. When the Lord, he gets to praying, and there's a wrestling between his outer man and his, I mean, who he is, but he's still in the flesh. And he gets over there and he says, not my will, Thine be done. Boy, and he gets to praying. He said, man, he's having one of them days. And every now and then, we sit in the house of God, and boy, there's this outer man, this inner man. And there's this war. Ain't it good to know you come to a Savior who just had one of them days? Amen. I mean, I'm encouraged by it. I'm expecting it. Are you tonight? I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't know how to help some folks. I'm just simply saying this. We get in the house of God. I'll tell you one thing it'll do for you. It'll establish you. Now, I want you to listen. There's nobody in here that's signing up for these days. If I put a sign-up sheet on the back table and I said, I'm going to put it back there, and we're going to have a sign-up sheet to say who wants to sign up to have a real bad day, to doubt who they are, doubt whether any of it's real. I'll promise you, I can leave that in back there from now till the Lord comes. Now, nobody sign up for it. So you know what happens? The Lord signs us up. He knows we wouldn't ever sign up for it. So the Lord will sign us up himself. Amen. We either look at me. We either believe that everything passes through the hands of God or it don't. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, I'd rather preach on a Wednesday night as any night in the whole world. You know what? The Lord signs us up for it, Brother Jones. You know why? I mean, listen to me. I just want you to listen to me. 1 Peter 5, what is that? Verse number 8, somewhere in that neck of the woods. Says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He walketh about, seeing whom he may devour. That next verse says, whom resist ye steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are throughout the world. It says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, said, after ye suffered a while. I wish that was left out of there. But that's not how it reads. It says, after you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. And then if that's not good enough, he finished up to say it, to whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen. I'm saying this, friend, thank God. He signs us up for it, that it might establish us in the faith. Amen. Whenever the devil shows up, Brother Jones, Brother Jonah, when the devil shows up, Brother Rodney, and he starts making you doubt who you are, you know what I do with that? Listen, I'll tell you how it establishes me. I kick out this Bible, Hadley, and I get to opening it up to 1 John. And I get to reading through 1 John. Every place he said that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. Woo! Find yourself in that place where the devil's causing you to doubt. And boy, I'll tell you what it'll do. When the devil's causing you to doubt, it'll cause you to dig. Amen. And you start digging down in that book and you say, okay, Lord. I'm talking about folks that get serious about their salvation. I mean, this is a one-shot deal, friend. You better make sure. Amen. And you get to digging down and say, Lord, I know I'm a human. I could deceive myself. It was possible. And so you wrote an eternal word that's never changing. How to make sure we got this thing right. And it's not what the Baptists say or the Presbyterians, but it's what thus saith the word of an almighty God. And you get in the book and you find out what God said, and when you find out what God said, you can take it to the bank. Amen. So that's forever settled. I don't know. Look here, I'll tell you what will help some folks quit doubting their salvation. I mean, they'll help you get beyond it. 1 John. 1 John. It's amazing to me how many people don't know nothing about 1 John, and the whole purpose of the book is that you may know. 5 chapters, read it in 7 minutes. 7 minutes, mighty short time to find out if you're really saved between now and all of eternity. Wouldn't you agree with that? And I'll tell you what I can do. I can go through 1 John. I can say, devil, did you read that? Devil, did you see that? Devil, what about that? Know you pass from death unto life because you love your brethren. I say, I love the brothers. Amen. Praise God. I love the church of the living God. Amen. Praise God. Get over there getting a stirred on that, and I say, everybody, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Lord, dude, come by and help us. And all I do is take him to the Bible. It'll help you know who you are. And then whenever you start doubting why you're doing what you're doing, just flip over there to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Turn to Revelation chapter number 2. Hey, you say, Lord, I'll tell you what, if my heart's not right, if things ain't right between me and you, Lord, you know that I want to please you. I pray and I'd ask you, God, should make sure that my motives is where there's at. And when you get over there and the devil's trying to make you doubt, he said, there ain't no heaven. Hey, man, there's no resurrection. And this thing's not eternal. I just get over there and I get to read and I say, well, how come every time I get to reading about the new Jerusalem and the bride coming down out of heaven and as a bride prepared adorned for her husband, and there's something on the inside of me that starts leaping up, amen. How come every time I get to reading about 1 Corinthians 15 and I find about when that corruptible puts on incorruption and that mortal puts on immortality, that the Spirit of God comes by my way and says, boy, you can't wait, amen. Why is that? Amen. I'm just telling you what it does. It establishes you. Somebody come around and they say, well, are you an Arminian or a Calvinist? And then you look at them and you say, neither. Amen. And they said, I thought there was only two choices. No, there's a third option, the truth. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Ain't that good? It's a whosoever will. Amen. It says whosoever an awful lot, a bunch of times for it to be just a certain view, don't it? Amen. You remember whenever I may preach, teach, I may do a lot of things tonight, all right? You remember over there whenever Cain had messed up and he slew his brother? I mean, first of all, before he messed up, didn't have no good offering brought of the fruit of the ground. Right? Two people there, Cain and Abel. Abel brought a lamb, and Cain brought a turnip or something. That's where the saying comes from. You can't get blood out of a turnip. I've told you that before. That's where that comes from. That's right. Can't get blood out of a turnip. That's where that saying comes from. Can't get no sacrifice. Do you remember what the Lord said to him? He said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not also be accepted? He said, and if not, sin lieth at the door. You know what he said? Do right and I'll accept you. He didn't say, I chose Abel and you're out. He said, just go do right. And then thank God, listen, I mean, I'm not the smartest feller, but now I've read everlasting and eternal enough times to believe it's everlasting and eternal. Now you can twist it up. You can put a few verses here and you can put a few verses there and you can put a caboose on a train that don't need to be there and maybe get what you're trying to get. But I'll tell you, I'll just believe the Bible. Amen. I'll just believe the truth. I'll say the Calvinists ain't right. Arminians ain't right. It's neither nor. We're Bible believers in this church. Hey, listen, friend. And the more you doubt, the more you'll dig in it. You say, I don't even know what them two terms mean. Well, I'll tell you what, they'll come today. You better start digging. That's right. All right, now listen to me. I want to give you this last thing. You ought to be expecting those days. You ought to be encouraged by those days. You'll be established. If you didn't have none of those, you think about all the days that you got established in the faith, it was probably not on an easy day. And if you really want to be established with the Lord, you're going to have some of those days. But I want you to watch this, all right? I'm done. I want you to watch what I'm saying here in Scripture, and then we'll be done. Watch what the Bible said, verse number 39. Verse number 39. Says these words, then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, thou hast well said. But I like verse number 40. Now look up here and smile at me right here. If you don't know what 40 is in the Bible, it's a time of proving. 40 years in the wilderness, 40 days on Mount Sinai. You find all these 40 days, two wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness, 40 days in the wilderness. It's a time of proving. It's a time to make sure it's real. And after 40 verses, you find what the Bible says here. Watch what it says. So everything's been proven. It says, after that, they durst not ask him any question at all. Scribes, chief priests, Sadducees, Pharisees. He had one of those days, Trent. But in verse number 40, that day was over. They said, we're not going to bother him on that no more. Bible said they durst not ask him any question at all. They said, we don't want to talk to him no more. They said, he knows who he is. He knows why he's doing what he's doing. He got settled on it. Remember how it started in verse 20, verse number 1? It came to pass. You know what good news I can tell you about this? When you're having one of those days, just be at ease at it. That day's going to be over. Amen. See, a day's a finite time. You have one of them days, that day's 24 hours. It's finite. It's fixed. One day it's going to be finished. You say, brother, I've been having one of them days for a mighty long time, and one day it'll be finished. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. One of these days, the sun's going to set on these days, and it never will on those days. Y'all listen to me? If you mark every day on your calendar and it's a different one of those days, there's going to be a day that you're going to wake up. You're going to say, man, I want this day to never end. This is what will happen. Y'all listen to me and I'm done. I promise you, I'm done. You're going to wake up and you're going to be having the best day of your life. Close your eyes here, wake up in heaven. You'll say, man, I hope this day never ends. And you know what you're going to find out? Never does. praise God. Ain't going to be no moon. Ain't going to be no sun. Lord himself. And he's just going to keep on shining. Amen. I'm simply saying, listen to me, friend. You may be having one of them days. Stand to your feet. May have one of them weeks. One of them months. You may be having one of them years. I've got good news. The Lord had one of them days too. And his passed, and yours will too. Yours will too. Come up and let's play some song. I've cleared my heart.